You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
Well, if you were listening just before we kicked in our lead-in music there, this is the last night for The Hour of the Time in this time slot. I got a call from Craig yesterday who said the contract was going to be up today with WWCR. He wanted to know whether I wanted to renew this time slot or not. And I talked it over with my wife and Carolyn, and we decided not to. It's too much work. It's taking me too much away from my family. And to do the research and to do fresh information, two separate hours a night is overwhelming me personally. So we're going to be heard only in our later time slot from now on, beginning Monday, and there will be a little notification here for those who aren't listening tonight that might get lost in the shuffle. Now, if you work and you don't want to stay up that late on the East Coast, I recommend that you get yourself a Realistic DX392 or a Sangian ATS818CS. Either one of those two radios you can program to come on at a specific time, and from Radio Shack you can also buy 120-minute super tapes where you can record 1 hour on each side of the tape, and then you can listen to it later, either the next day or whenever you want to. If you don't want to go out and buy a new radio, then go out and get yourself a little tape recorder that has the voice-activated recording feature on it. That way you can set your radio, you can program your radio to come on when the hour of the time is going to be aired, and just put that little voice-activated tape recorder in front of the speaker with it in the record position with a one-hour tape in the recorder, and when the radio comes on, it will activate the voice mechanism in the tape recorder, and it will record as long as noise is coming out of the radio. And if you set it to go off 1 hour after it starts, then you'll have the hour of the time. Now, we thought, or Craig thought yesterday when he called me, that if I decided not to do this hour anymore, that we would still have a couple of weeks leeway in which to prepare the listening audience, but in discussions with WWCR, we found out that it was either renew the contract or give it up tonight. So I don't want to renew the contract. It's too much work on me. It's taking me too much away from my family. And I've got 10,000 other things that I need to be doing. So this is the last night of the hour of the time in this particular time slot. So I hope you will tune in later, or you will set your radios to record the hour of the time during the later time slot, either by going down and getting a Realistic 392 DX392, or a Sangian ATS818CS, which, by the way, is one of the best radios there is, either one of those two, folks, and record it. If you can't do that, then get a voice-activated tape recorder, put in front of your radio that you have now, program it to come on during the hour of the time, and it will activate the recording as soon as the sound begins to come out of the speaker of your radio, and you'll get a recording without having to buy a new radio or hook up any elaborate recording stuff, folks. So do it. Okay, I want to remind you that we are, once again, offering food storage. And we're going to do it on a special basis. And this offer is good on any order postmarked through and including next Thursday, this coming Thursday, folks. If we receive an order on this particular offer after this postmark, after this coming Thursday, we will send it back to you simply because we're not going to do it after that unless at a later date we decide to make this offer again. But right now, between now, for any order postmarked now through and including Thursday, we have a family unit offered. 1 year supply for a family of four adults, or 2 year supply for two adults. Now, if you have small children, this will go longer than that. If you have teenage boys, it may not go that long. It just depends. We all know how much teenage boys eat. Now, if you have a disciplined schedule set up and realize that nobody needs to eat more calories than what the human body needs in a day, and you can discipline those boys to stick to the schedule, then it will. But it's 1 year's supply for a full family of four adults, or 2 years for two adults. Okay, and in the number 10 cans, you'll receive two number 10 cans of fruit mix, two of applesauce, two of apple slices, two of raisins, two of banana slices, two of potato granules. Let me see here. Two of corn, two of carrot dices, two of tomato powder, two of onions chopped, two of peas, green garden, two cabbage, two bacon bits, two beef, two chicken, two gelatin fruit flavor, two soup base, two peanut butter, two margarine product, two cheese blend, two salt, two instant non-fat milk, two regular non-fat milk. Excuse me, let me back up here. 24 of instant non-fat milk, 24 of regular non-fat milk, 12 pinto beans, 12 macaroni, that's elbow macaroni, 12 cans of rice, 24 of hard red wheat, 24 of whole wheat flour, 24 of cracked wheat cereal, 12 of white sugar, and in number two and a half cans, I'll be two of Alaska peas and mung beans, two of triticale, two of lentils, one complete cookbook on how to prepare this food. Remember, it's all dehydrated. Must be reconstituted with water and then cooked. One sprouting tray. You'll receive 80 lids for number 10 cans and three lids for number 2.5 cans. The recommended water storage to be able to reconstitute this food is 545 gallons over the 1 year period or the 2 year periods, depending upon whether you have four adults or two adults to feed. The entire package contains 36 cases of number 10 cans, and of course the number two and a half cans are included in there, totaling 216 cans and a sprouting unit. The price retail is $2,768. The price retail is $2,768. For listeners to the hour of the time, the price, and it's only good for orders postmarked through and including Thursday, $2,268. That's $2,268. $68, that's $500 off the retail price. This is the cheapest food storage unit that you can find anywhere. For CAGI members, $2,000 even. For CAGI members, $2,000 even. Take advantage of it. This offer expires on Thursday. Then we will go to a new offer. And we have a lot of things to go through here. We may go back and repeat offers. We may not. It depends upon what kind of response we get as to whether we even continue to make these offers available or not. We don't make money on this, folks. We don't, it doesn't do anything to us except cause us more work. If you can find a price cheaper than that, let us know who's offering that price and what the price is, and tell us what's in that package so we'll know if it compares legitimately with ours or not. I would suggest that you buy it, because I don't think we can go any lower than this. I really don't, without putting us in the absolute poorhouse. We already have $1,000 invested in all this food storage stuff, and nobody bought a thing. So if that happens again, folks, and that's why we're making these special offers on the air. We're not going to send out a whole bunch of, we were sending out huge, thick packets of information explaining all the food nutritional value and all of the calories and all kinds of things. I mean, there must have been 30 pieces of paper in the packages that we were sending out. The printing bill was unbelievable. The number of packages we sent out to put our total investment into that up to right around $1,000. And not one single person purchased any of this stuff that we had offered. So we stopped. Now, everybody started complaining that we stopped and said that they wanted these offers, so we got it back. But if that happens again, folks, then we're not going to make those mailings. So don't write us and ask us for information on food storage. We're not going to have all this printing done and send you all that stuff just to lose another $1,000. We're making these offers available to you on the air, and we will continue to do it on the later program. And if you want to take advantage of it, then do it. If you don't, don't write us and ask for information. You're not going to get it. We're not going to repeat the same mistake again. Remember, we're not a corporation or a company. We're not here trying to be a food storage advertiser, nor are we in the business of making money. We're in the business of waking up the sheeple. We're in the business of trying to save our freedoms and prepare for what's coming. So take advantage of it. If you're smart, you will. If you're not smart, you'll do what you've always done. You'll stay home. You'll sit on your ass. And when everything comes down, you will be the one crying and screaming the loudest. And I will have absolutely no sympathy for you whatsoever. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And since this is the last night in this time slot, we will take your calls for this hour. Get to say goodbye to everybody. And hope that you continue to listen at the later time, which is where, I don't know why, but the later time has our largest and most supportive audience anyway. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I knew.
Good evening. You're on the hour of the time.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. How are you doing?
Fine.
Sir, I want to thank you for everything you've done in general, and in particular, H.R. 6. I was able to copy verbatim, word for word, part of the tape telling what it did in that section 2124E. And I got out to one of my friends about it, and we called the appropriate people. And I got on I seen on C-SPAN where this Democrat. I think I was right the first time. And he's from the People's Republic of Democratic China or California. And he got on TV, and he made an absolute fool of himself. He said that he gave a panic to a lot of people out here, meaning the grassroots people, and they just did nothing to give their cause a little bit of light, which they didn't need or deserve. And he said this bill or amendment was not meant to mean home or private schooling. Well, right away, I called his office in Washington, and I said, if this is true, then why did they change the definition of elementary school to include private and home schooling? And also, why was an amendment to exclude private and home schools resoundingly defeated? And I said, I know where this man is coming from, and I would appreciate, under the Ten Commandments, the tenth commandment shall be, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's possessions. This means our children, nor inflict their bodies with your poison and vaccines, nor their brains with your garbage. Now, also under the 10th step of the Communist Manifesto is government-controlled education.
That's right.
So now, if you look at the Bill of Rights and the Ten Commandments and the Communist Manifesto, I see to it now that we are going under the Communist Manifesto when we don't appreciate it. But what I want to talk to you about tonight, are you familiar with what they call the International Criminal Court?
Yes.
This is Senate Bill 1281.
Uh-huh.
And it's Senate Resolution SJ-32. And what it basically says, I can read it to you, sir, if you have time.
Well, why don't you condense it into, we want to get as many callers as we can.
Okay, basically what it says, on May 20, 1993, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee approved a major Senate Resolution 32, sponsored by Senator Dodd, who, by the way, his father sat on the Nuremberg jury and wrote up the Gun Control Act in Nazi Germany in 38, and we have the same gun control measure in 68. It's just one's in German and one's in English. And it says up to this time, this is the recognition of the course. They're going to set up for the efforts of the United Nations to establish an international criminal court. President Clinton is required to submit to Congress a detailed report. Also, the United States will be paid. Will be the ones.
Wait a minute. You're reading that. Please condense it.
Okay.
Tell us what it means in the shortest possible time.
Okay. What this means, sir, is that we can be tried on an international court for things like insulting remarks. It says here, what is genocide?
Yeah, I've already covered that, you know.
Right, it's no English on any identifiable group.
Yeah, we've already covered this during the treason series, so we don't need to repeat it.
Okay, and the bill here on pages, the main pages that you might be interested in are pages 79, 80, 81, and 82, in the bill SJ-1281. And what this will do is put us, we cannot speak out. And we can speak out. We can't speak out against the homosexuals or anything like this. Now, there's been generals, you know, speaking out against it and everything, and I just want to let you know about it and let the people know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Now, folks, let me tell you something. I believe that everybody's entitled to their beliefs as long as they don't hurt anybody else. And I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I don't care whether you like it or not. If somebody's a homosexual and they keep it within themselves and they don't try to make anybody else homosexual and they don't flaunt it in your face, you ought to let them alone. God put us on this earth to make our own choices and determine our own fate for eternity. Jesus didn't go around trying to shove his doctrine down people's throat. Jesus had a message. He stood on the side of the road or wherever he decided to talk, and he spoke to the multitude. And whoever stopped and listened, he gave them a message. Whoever walked on down the road, he didn't run down the road and try to shove it down their throat with a toilet plunger or anything else. So I believe in freedom of speech, 100%. But when you talk about speaking out against the homosexuals, if the homosexuals haven't done anything to you or to anyone else, leave them alone. If they're marching down your street and they're an eyesore and they're militantly attacking churches and they're trying to recruit your children into homosexuality, then yes, get on their case and do whatever you have to make them stop, because they are then infringing upon you. Okay? We don't need to be creating all this dissension in the world. God gave us a choice. You make your choice. You worship at your altar, and you leave everybody else alone. It's all these different people in the world who are trying to force everybody else to pray at their altar, to believe in their politics, to do this, to do that, to the dead, the dead, the dead, the dead, the dead. I'm sick of it, folks. I'm fighting that now. You know, the only end to this, if you all don't knock it off and tend to your own business, is going to be that whoever is the strongest is going to kill everybody else. And then they're going to have their world with whatever repressive regime they want. You know? I hope you understand what I'm saying. I have a feeling that most of you don't. I have a feeling that some of you silly religious fanatics out there are probably cussing at your radio right now. Well, that's tough. You know, fanaticism, I don't care where it comes from, is just as bad as Nazi fanaticism, Christian fanaticism, Jewish fanaticism, socialist fanaticism. In my book, it's all the same. You go do your thing. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, that's fine with me, and that's fine usually with everybody else in the world. But when you start trying to force whatever you believe down everybody else's throat, that's when we all get in trouble. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, appreciate that. This is Grover in Kentucky.
Hello, Grover.
I'll give you a compliment and take it that way. I'm really glad you're getting off this hour so I can get back to doing something of the evening. When I got some time, instead of having to wait around for you to come on, I can listen to you at night.
Well, good. This is screwing up my whole day, too.
Yeah, I said.
And Carolyn's and Annie's and Pooh's and Carolyn's and everybody.
Maybe Joanne has labeled me as an invalid because I stay wired to the radio because here comes Bill. Well, I got to wait for Tom Valentine on the Waco trial. Well, I can't hang up now. I got another guest. Well, Bill's coming on next. I got to wait on him.
You know why we haven't given you any coverage of the Waco trial, don't you? Well, since Tom Valentine decided to take it upon himself, we decided to let you get that from him, and we decided to give you more important information every night during this hour. Since everybody could get it from Tom Valentine, there was no sense in repeating it.
Well, that was great. I really, just about 3 weeks before the trial is when I really started listening. And, when he was wanting somebody to go down there, I was agonizing over going down there. I thought, gosh, I got to do something. I got to do something, but I don't know why I got off on that case, because there's a lot more capable people than me.
Don't say that.
No.
Don't say that. One of the purposes of this program is to let you all know that there's nobody who can think better than you, or whose brain is bigger than you, or who is any better than you, or is a master race above you, or anything else. You're capable of doing whatever you set your mind to do. I don't like to hear people say that about themselves.
Well, that wasn't, it would have been people there to do it. Like, you would have had somebody there, Tom Hatton.
Well, we do have someone there. Just to collect information for us, and if Tom wasn't reporting it properly, we'd let you know. But so far, he has.
I'm tickled to death, Bill, with your coverage of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Well, I've got my foot in the door on a lot of neighbors around here, and I appreciate you. I can't get them on the short wave, but I can get them on the technical.
So good. Thank you. Is there any question you wanted to ask?
I just wanted to give you a compliment that maybe I can get back to my chores now.
Well, thank you very much.
When the talk show gets more than your chores, you know it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Take care. 602-333-2174. If you've just joined us, this is the last night during this time slot of the hour of the time. This has been too much for all of us. And when Craig called yesterday and wanted to know if I wanted to renew the contract, we struggled with it. I talked to my wife, and we talked to Carolyn. We all decided, even talked to Pooh. And we all decided it's just too much. So I know even giving this up, I'll still be putting in an awful lot of work. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, William. This is Jeffrey Dyger from New Orleans.
Hello.
I'm sorry that you're going to have to leave, but I suspect that this was going to happen, especially when you got ill. But I just wanted to remind everybody about our ongoing project to buy that share of GCI, Gannett Company stock.
That's correct.
I just bought it yesterday. I will have the certificates in 3 weeks, and I'll be sending that to you plus some special tapes I made for it. And I just wanted to remind everybody to please get that stock, because the more we get, the closer we get to taking that company over, and the closer we get to taking that company over, the better voice we're going to have.
That's right.
And just, you know, all I can say is keep pushing. We're going to have a tax protest down here on April the 15th in front of the post office, where we're going to distribute tax materials for the Libertarians and Trim and other organizations. But I'll be listening to you on Monday night as your old time, and let's keep the ball rolling.
Wonderful. We shall do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What he's talking about is our program to buy out GCI, or Gannett Company Incorporated, one of the largest media conglomerates in the nation, radio, television, and newspapers all over the nation, plus the largest number of billboards across the country. Just think what we can do with that, folks. You've got to get active. You've got to buy your shares of stock. You have to give me the proxy. You keep your shares. You keep your money. I don't want any of that. All I want is your right to vote your stock so that we're powerful as one block. We probably will not gain enough shares this year to affect a takeover of the company, but by the following year, if we're not in chains, we will do it. And boy, once we have control of any media source, we can really do things to change this, turn this country around, because the people are being told lies. They're not being told the truth. The news, everything is slanted. Statistics are given to them wrong. For instance, all of you listen to the government statistics on unemployment, and they tell you that it's going down or employment figures are getting better. All of those are skewed, folks. There are more people in this country unemployed today on a percentage of the population basis than ever in the history of this country. And that's the truth. You see, what they do, folks, is they lie to you. They tell you that the unemployment figures are X number of percent. What they don't tell you is that the minute you've exhausted your unemployment benefits, you are no longer counted. In other words, for the figures given out by the United States government, even though you're still unemployed, and you're even in worse shape because you are no longer entitled to unemployment benefits, you are not counted as unemployed because you're not drawing benefits. They also do not count the homeless. They also do not count those people on welfare. Ladies and gentlemen, now when you count all those people up, you get the highest unemployment figure that this nation has ever experienced in its entire history, much greater percentage-wise compared to total population than ever in the Great Depression. The difference? Well, the media is ignoring it. They're perpetrating the lie. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I got a question. I've been trying to find this in my research, but is it true that Albert Pike founded the Ku Klux Klan?
He was one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan.
One of the founders.
One of the major movers and shakers that put together that organization. His full name is Christopher Albert Pike.
Okay. Do you know of a book I could check that out up on, or offhand or anything like that?
I know all kinds of books, but you know my policy. I want you to go find them.
That's right. Okay. Well, I'll go find them. The reason why, I'll tell you what I'm doing. Down, I live in Beaumont, Texas, and just down the road is a town called Vidor, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And they had a housing project there, and Vidor is an all-white town. And the KKK used to be pretty much have a stronghold there in the past, but I don't believe it's there anymore. I mean, this is probably 20 years ago when they were active. But anyway, the federal government last year said that the housing project down there had to be integrated. So they started moving some black families down there. All of a sudden, the Klan appears, okay? But it's not the Vidor Klan. It's the Knights of the KKK of Texas, which are based in Waco. Anyway,
yeah, so's the Grand Lodge of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry.
Exactly. That's what I found out also. Okay, and just from listening to your show and reading and everything, and the phrase Ordo Ad Caio struck me, and Vidor's like 5 miles down the road. I've been down there, taking pictures and stuff. Anyway, the federal government's come down there. They fired everybody on the local housing authority or the county housing authority, and they've essentially federalized it.
Why didn't the people in Vidor throw all those people out? If there's no blacks living in the city of Vidor, then they have no beef. In other words, if there's all white people in that housing project, if it's because there are no blacks in Vidor and no blacks have applied to move in there, then they got no business in there, and they got no business bringing blacks in from Chicago or anywhere else, and they got no business stirring up the Klan, and the federal government has no authority in Vidor, Texas, unless it has something to do with the federal government.
That's right. Well, that's what they've done. They've moved in families. And
well, you see, that it's up to the people there, and it's up to the government of Texas to kick those people out of there and tell them, hey, you're doing nothing but stirring up trouble down here. You got no business here. If the people in the government of Texas don't do it, who are supposed to represent the people, then the people in Texas deserve what they're getting, and that's the true argument.
Yeah, well, people, they just don't look around. But my point is that it's one side is creating both sides of the conflict here.
That's correct. That's what they always do.
Right.
And they always control both sides, and thus they control the outcome, and everybody else sits around with their thumb up their butt watching.
That's right.
And complaining and bitching, but they don't do anything.
Right. And see, the people in Vider, they can't organize themselves. They've let outside news sources like, you know, the...
Well, it's their own fault. I don't feel sorry for them.
Well, I don't either. I know. I'm just saying, and I was just trying to put some things together. And incidentally, what's funny, Vider has a sheet metal contractor or something down there, and the name of the place is called Tubal Cain Industries. And if you know, I have a book called Richardson's Monitor of Freemasonry, and that's the password.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah. Well, anybody out there listening, that's the password.
You don't have to tell them either. If they've been listening to this program, they know. And if they don't know, then they're sheeple.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just want to say there's interesting things going on down here. Yeah, there are a lot of sheeple down here. And, yeah, I agree. Everybody's responsible for what's going on. And, you know, if they don't wake up, it's their fault.
Yep, we got to go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. Yeah, well, my mama never said there'd be days like this. He never dreamed there'd be any days like this. And now that there is, he's ignoring it along with my father. And they think that they don't have to get involved with anything because they're not going to be around when the you-know-what hits the fan. And I got news for them as well as all the rest of you who think that. You see, they should have been warning us. They should have been paying attention. And if my mother and father's generation had done their job as citizens, we wouldn't be in this pickle, would we? And if we'd done our job as citizens, whether they did or not, we still wouldn't be in this pickle. But we are, and we better be prepared. You need at least 2 years' supply of food storage, folks. I've told you this long before we ever figured out a way to offer it to you. And I told you this even after we gave it up, that since we weren't making it available anymore, you needed to get it from somewhere. You also need something that's going to function as money, and anybody will recognize as real money no matter where you go or what you need, and it might even save your life someday. It will protect whatever assets you worked all your life to accumulate, and we all know that that's precious metal in its various forms, specifically small denomination coins, gold, silver, platinum, I don't care. You need it. You must have it. If you don't believe this is important, look through history. Take a good, real good look. And folks, even though our sponsor, like many others, offer these in the form of non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets, someday they're going to make it illegal to own these things, and you will not be able to get them, and they will make them a requirement to report whatever you own, and then someday somebody will come around to confiscate it. So you have to take steps not only to get it, make sure you have it, but to protect it, preserve it, make sure nobody else knows you have it, so that you can, if necessary, purchase a loaf of bread if you need it. Or use it to buy your life if you need it sometime in the future. Or just to protect what you have so when all of this is over, you can convert it into whatever worth you need to be able to continue to live and survive. So call our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it right now, folks. Don't wait. If you wait, you know what happens. You end up with the world coming down around your ears, and believe me, it's going to. And you start looking around for some way to protect yourself, and you find out you waited too long. It's all over. Just like a lot of you waited too long, and what's happened in the bond market, and you're getting hurt. And the stock market is just starting to reflect what's happening in the bond market. And if the Japanese begin selling their bonds, their T-bills, you're going to see a collapse like you've never seen before. If they don't figure out a way to straighten out this trade problem with Japan. See, the Japanese will do it. They'll sure do it. Because their number one loyalty is where it should be. It's with their country. Most people in this country don't know where their loyalty is. They've forgotten about their country. In fact, most Americans don't even know what the principles and ideals that this country was founded upon are. They don't understand what's going on. They don't teach their children the right things. And they believe that whenever they see something on television is right. They've fallen for the doctrine of political correctness. Socialism is not creeping into this country. It's running rampant. It is a repeat of what happened in Germany prior to World War II. For those of you who are wondering where all of this is going, you're going to find out very shortly. For next week, we're going to bring you to the end of the Mystery Babylon series and reveal to you the ultimate connection, which will connect National Socialism, the old Nazism that Hitler and the secret societies brought into the world, and British Israelism. These two, post-World War II, have come together. I'm surprised that so many in this country don't understand what's going on. I'm surprised that you haven't made the connection between the racism of the Mormon Church and their collection of the genealogy of all the families in the country. Even all those of you who don't even belong to the Mormon Church, they're collecting your genealogy. Exactly the same thing that Himmler did in Germany. And as soon as the Nazis solidified their power, they began rounding up anyone who did not have pure Aryan blood. And they separated them into classes. Pure Aryan blood that could be traced back to the 1700s were German citizens. Everybody else were subjects. And then they began rounding up the subjects and putting them in concentration camps to be used as slave labor. All of you out there arguing this thing about whether the Holocaust occurred or not, it doesn't make any difference. You dummies. They rounded up people that didn't look like them, and they made them perform slave labor, and many of them died, and many of them were executed, and many of them were burned in those ovens. What do you think those ovens were for, you silly idiots? Do you think they were baking bread? No, I don't believe they incinerated 6 million Jews either, folks. But those ovens were used to incinerate bodies of people that they had murdered or who had died under their slave system. And it doesn't matter whether it was 6 million or one, it was wrong, it was terrible, and it's going to be repeated in the near future unless you wake up. I don't know how many of you can. But prepare. Call Swiss America Trading now, 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. And don't miss the hour of the time next week, folks, when we bring all this to a close and make all the final connections of everything that we've been giving to you for the last 2 years. We'll all be made clear.
I'm gonna die.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I had a question for you about your show last night. I was wondering if you noticed that the Anglican, I think it's the Church of England, has decided to ordain women as priests. And also, one other question about how you were talking about unemployment in this country. I think that they're lying to the American people about one fact in particular, that most of these are men, because most of the factory jobs are leaving the country. There's preference for other people who are being moved into this country en masse among the politically oppressed and also the women. And this is a move to confuse and destroy families in this country. And I just wanted to ask you about your positions on feminism. I haven't been listening to you very long, but I think that feminism is diabolical, and I think that, I think you must have some thoughts on the matter, given that it's so prevalent.
Yeah, anything that's introduced that tends to divide people against each other is terrible. Feminism sucks, just like socialism sucks, just like racism sucks. All of those things are terrible things, yes. Women are great. Feminism sucks.
Absolutely. And also the way the women are being manipulated into giving into this whole routine that they've got in mind for us about how we ought to live. The women seem to be more easily led into that sort of thing, much like the serpent approached her first.
Women are just as confused as everybody else. They think that they're supposed to fit this politically correct model, and then when they go out into the world and they try to fit it, and they see that they're lonesome.
Sorry about that. That was me.
Well, I don't have any ears left. I don't know about you.
My son's climbing on my lap here, and I pressed the wrong button.
They find out how lonesome that kind of life could be, and then they try to form some kind of a relationship and find out that it never will work under those kinds of circumstances. So women don't know what they want. Men are confused. I was on CompuServe the other night, and they have a men's forum. And they've got these wimps on there, on this men's forum on CompuServe, on the issues forum, complaining about how women pick on them and all of this kind of stuff. And
they're trying to please the women, too, but the trouble is that that's not the way.
Oh, I have a great
time. Anyway, that God ordered it. I'm wondering, too, about the ordaining of women as priests and what you were talking about last night, if you know anything about that or if you have any comment on that.
No, I don't have any comment on it. You want to be a priest, it's okay with me. As long as you don't try to shove whatever priest doctrine you have down my throat if I don't want to belong to your church.
Right. I don't agree with you on that. I would take a stronger position on that. I think that women don't belong in priestly duties, and I think that St. Paul talked about that in the Bible. And I think that this the whole thing that you were talking about last night was extremely interesting in terms of their goals and their agendas, and also when you were talking about the feminine in terms of the what was it, the garter? And
yeah, the Order of the Garter.
The Order of the Garter, and also there was another one, the Fleur de... I forget exactly.
Fleur de Lis.
Right, that those are both feminine symbols, and as well as Isis and...
Yes, the Fleur de Lis is...
That's being resurrected today. I think feminism is part of it, and I can look at it in the White House and see it.
The Fleur de Lis is a representation of the sexual organs of women.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks a lot. I appreciate your views.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
See, I don't believe in victimless crimes, folks. If someone's doing something to themselves, even if it's becoming a priest, I don't care, as long as they don't hurt anybody else. Somebody wants to smoke pot and get high and destroy themselves and take other kinds of dope, I think that, that everybody else should leave them alone. You know, most people who are in our jails today are in there for victimless crimes. You cannot legislate morality. It has to be taught to children. They grow up and they practice it or they don't. But you cannot shove it down people's throats. Neither can you legislate it. Neither can you make it a point of law. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. First question and then something I have that I'm not sure you may be aware of. First of all, are you familiar with the Civil Air Patrol and what its possible use may be in the New World Order?
Absolutely. I'm also familiar with all these programs that companies are putting out now to turn neighbor against neighbor. For instance, these cable television companies who are giving people 3 months of free cable hookup So they don't have to pay for 3 months if they turn in their neighbor who has hooked up cable maybe illegally. It's actually, it's none of their business. But they're training people to be informers.
Right. And I was wondering if you had seen the March 1994 this year issue of Popular Science?
Don't tease the audience like that. What are you talking about?
It has a front cover article on the Area 51.
Yes, we have it.
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure of that because we just recently got it ourselves.
Yeah.
I didn't read the article, but it looks like something very interesting.
Well, it is, but I've been talking about it for years. Not interesting to me anymore. It's old hat. In fact, I don't even pay any attention to it anymore except to continue to collect information and put it in the file.
Well, as a 1992 movie called Sneakers said, the catch line was no more secrets.
Well, there's a lot of secrets out there.
It seems like they're revealing more and more as time goes on.
There's no secrets have been revealed in that article or anywhere else. I was the only one who revealed any secrets about Area 51, and nobody's ever revealed anything other than what I originally revealed. I've made close to two-hour documentaries, video documentaries on Area 51, Project Red Light 1 and Project Red Light 2. I've been talking about it for 5 or 6 years. Nothing new has been said about it.
That's what they want you to think. That's what they want you to think, too, that everything is above board now. We hear a lot about Freemasonry. We hear a lot about the fact that the CFR will take a little back seat and now the Trilateral will be forward. And everything's exposed. We've got Luxor up in Las Vegas telling us things. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, I was quite amazed when I saw that article on the Luxor. Wow.
Well, don't be amazed. But nothing new has come out. The only place you learn anything new is right here. Everybody else is spinning you around little cul-de-sacs about who committed what crime or who stole what. We're losing our nation. You're going to be enslaved. Who cares? In lieu of that, in light of that, who cares?
Yep. Obviously, the best thing we can do is form our own little groups that we people we can trust.
You need to form a militia and get ready to fight for your freedoms. If you wait until you have chains around your ankles, you will not be able to fight. You will just merely be a slave.
That's true. Well, thank you. That was fairly interesting, your response to my question about Civil Air Patrol, given the fact that I'm a member of the cadet program, and I'm wondering, you know, if I should consider getting out of it.
It's up to you. If you wait until you're federalized and you try to get out of it, you can be court-martialed.
Yeah, I will probably get out of it sometime because...
It is a military organization waiting to be federalized and instituted as some kind of a reconnaissance or to be used against patriots.
Well, thank you very much, Phil.
You're welcome. And don't forget, most of you will fall for it because patriots will be called terrorists. Terrorists. And they will lie to you on the news about what patriots are doing and why they're doing it. And most of the sheeple will fall for it hook, line, and sinker, just like they fell for the scam that the ATF was raiding the church in Waco, Texas, because they had heard through a foreign source that they were going to commit mass suicide, something that even if they were going to do it, the ATF has no jurisdiction over whatsoever. But you all bought it. Even those of you listening now, don't shake your head. You bought it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, hi, Bill. I appreciate your show and what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm calling from the Los Angeles area, and we are already invaded. People better wake up and know that. Out here, we have been invaded by Mexico and by Central America. If you were to drive around here and see how many Hispanics, and just not to bash the Hispanic people, but to see how many people have these bumper stickers that say, I love Mexico, I love El Salvador, or whatever, but they don't have an idea of what the U.S. Constitution is, and they're not even citizens. They are illegal aliens.
Well, you're coming from the wrong direction. They didn't invade this country. They were invited here by the people who are destroying our country right here in our country who are supposed to be American citizens. Now, let me tell you something. If you lived in one of those countries and you looked at this nation and you had to live in the poverty that these people have to live in, you would be coming up here and bringing your family too. So you cannot blame them. You have to blame the political system in this country that has allowed them to cross the border and stay. They should be in their country trying to bring their country up to the level of ours. But you can't blame them for trying to get away from poverty when if you lived in that situation, you would do the exact same thing. They haven't invaded us. They've been allowed to come here by the people in this country who have created the situation that allows this to happen.
Your point is a noteworthy one. There is a spark of hope, however. There is an initiative out here called Save Our State, which basically is trying to clean up the mess which we have allowed to have occurred in the first place, and basically to get a strong stand on stopping the illegal alien flow coming up here, and to crack down on the employers who are hiring these illegal aliens. We don't hire these illegal aliens. Desire for them to come up here.
Oh, but that's the greed factor. You see, you'll never stop that, because every businessman wants really in his heart to only pay 10 cents an hour. And if he can find a Mexican who will accept 50 cents an hour or $1 an hour or $2 an hour, which is below what he'd have to pay somebody who was born here, he'll do it because he's greedy and he won't care what it does to this country because he's an asshole. And that's the truth.
And out here, the unemployment is absolutely horrible. We have a much worse unemployment situation than people would be willing to believe, and the media doesn't like to talk about it because they're so busy being politically correct. And it is time for the people to start taking actions, and we've tried to contact our people in Congress, Boxer, Feinstein, some of these other screwballs.
Oh, Socialism Incorporated, huh?
Boy, they say that their solution is to have the federal government send us more money.
Of course, that's what socialists always want, Big Daddy to bail them out, take care of them, give them food, change their diaper, give them a job. If they don't have a job, make sure that they have a roof over their head, and pay them, and feed them, and take them to the zoo on Sunday.
Well, hopefully we can go ahead and vote some of these characters out, but I tell you, they sure are financed heavily.
It's beyond that point. There will be no political solution, and there will be no relief in the courts.
That's right. I have one last question, and I'll let it go from here. I have heard some problems on the technical performance of AR-15s and M-16s. I'm not very well versed in that, and I was going to ask for you to comment on the problems that may or may not exist and how to remedy those. And I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate your program.
Fine. I fought with an M-16 in Vietnam, which is basically the same as an AR-15, and I wouldn't give you a nickel for it. If you want a weapon that will perform under any circumstances, whether it's buried in mud or drugged through water, and as we proved with those city fellows that came out here last weekend, if you develop your marksmanship skills with iron sights, open iron sights, you'll be able to hit your target at 450 yards, and with a scope, you may be able to get beyond 500 yards. I suggest that you look for something that will work, and I suggest you get it in a caliber that will be used by our enemies, and so that if you run out of ammunition, you'll be able to resupply yourself from the dead bodies of those who would destroy this country and the Constitution. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is Don from Galveston, Missouri.
Hi, Don.
Say, help me out. Where's your later time slot at? I'm a new listener. I feel like you're punishing me. You've been talking about moving, but you haven't told me where.
Well, I'm not trying to punish you. I've been punishing myself, actually. It's right here, same frequency, same station. It will be 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, and midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Is that right after Tom Valentine?
Right after Radio Freemasonry.
Oh, okay. Say, listen, I've been bugging the local congressman's office, and that aide, that lady that answers the phone, she tells me she is scared to death with all this stuff.
Well, she ought to be, and she better get out of there, because when the American people get mad enough, politicians are going to be hung from lampposts, I got a feeling. I hope. You know, it's always been the aim of this program to prevent bloodshed, prevent anyone from getting hurt. But not enough people have been listening. It's down to the point now. People are angry. You can check into the sales of arms and ammunition across this country, and you can see that with no help at all, Americans are arming themselves to take matters into their own hands.
Well, you're right. what I had called her for more recently was to verify that 83rd Congress you reported on. She asked me, she said, well, what do you want something that open for? I said, well, the way the gentleman read it and what it stated, it sounded like an omission by the United States Senate that we are subservient to the UN Charter. In other words, they've replaced it. She said, oh, no, not really. I said, well, I don't know. Get that document and we'll find out.
Not really, Mike, but... It is, really.
Yeah.
We are subservient to the United Nations Charter right now today, have been since the United Nations Treaty was signed. I have read you the documentation. I have proven it on the air. Many of you have gone out and acquired the documents and have proven it to yourselves and your neighbors and have phoned in and reported that exactly what I told you is exactly what they have found.
Right, and I told her, I said, well, you get it, and we'll sit down and read it, and we'll see if that's not right.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the only thing you can do, and somebody... tells you that something exists like that, the first stage is verify.
That's right.
And I said, you can read it right along with me when you get the document in.
That's correct.
So I'll let someone else get on there, Bill.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bucks,
if you want to order the family unit, the one-year supply for a family of four adults or 2 years for two adults, remember, for listeners to this program, the retail price is $2,768. For listeners to this program, you can have it for $2,268. You must have your order postmarked by or on next Thursday, this coming Thursday. For CAGI members, the price is $2,000 even. That ought to make all of you ashamed that you didn't join CAGI, because usually one purchase of anything that we offer makes up for a purchase of that somebody makes that's not a CAGI member. We are not accepting CAGI memberships, so don't apply. But the address, folks, send it to William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. Good evening. You're on the air. You got to make it quick because we got to go like right now.
Good evening, Bill. I want to thank you for the program on Monday night on the 375 H&H Magnum. Fascinating.
You're welcome.
I'd like to tell you about a book I discovered.
Well, you got to make it real quick. We're already over time.
The title of the book is Whatever Happened to Justice. It's available from a company called Blue Stocking Press, and I'll give you the phone number if you'd like.
Hurry up.
800-959-8586.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. It gives a principle.
We got to go.
The country was founded. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Good night, folks. And I want to tell you, it's been a pleasure to talk to all of you in this time slot. I hope we've gained a lot of new listeners, and I hope that those of you who can't listen to us anymore because it's too late will begin to record the program and listen to it, and also make copies of your recordings and hand them out to anybody that you know. If you can't, well, it's been nice knowing you, and if you don't make an effort to listen to this program, you're stuck in Sheepleton. Good luck. God bless you. And may God have mercy upon your soul.
See you later, Alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. Well, I asked her what's the matter. This is what I heard her say. See you later, Alligator. After a while, pop it out. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. After a while, I'll be back.